Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
There are moments that define us, moments we can make a difference. Registering as an organ donor is one of those moments. Your legacy can be the gift of life. You become a symbol of hope for those who need a life-saving transplant. Hope to the hopeless, power to the powerless. Choose to be a hero by registering as a donor at lifeshareok.org.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Well, what an evening at the 2024 Oklahoma Youth Expo Grand Drive, where lots of champions rolled out of the limo and were crowned. Ruby Bell of the Bristow FFA chapter won the Grand Champion Market Steer. This is not Bell's first time as an OIE champion, as she was awarded bronze at the 2023 OIE show with her Kia Niya Market Steer. Reserve Champion Market Steer was awarded to Kelton Arthur of the Ripley FFA chapter, and then Bronze Market Steer went to Landry Fuss of the Cushing FFA chapter with his Charlet Market Steer. The 2024 Oklahoma Youth Expo Grand Champion Lamb was awarded to Clay Randall of Canute FFA with a Champion Black-Faced Cross. Reserve Champion Market Lamb was awarded to Hayes Wilson of the Mason 4-H. And then the Bronze Award for the 2024 Youth Expo went to Sadie Allen of Canute FFA. Champion Market Weather Goat went to Jace Sparks. He's from the Hartsthorn 4-H. Reserve Champion was awarded to Sadie Allen of the Canute FFA chapter, and then Bronze went to Taylor Glover of the Elgin FFA chapter, who also won Division II champion earlier in the week. Wade Ritchie had the Hampshire Barrow out of Altus, Oklahoma. Reserve Market Barrow of the show was awarded to Channing Goodson of the Tecumseh 4-H, who showed a dark cross. And then the Bronze Market Barrow was awarded to Gavin Straka of the Yukon FFA chapter, who showed a Hampshire. All of these champions and reserve champions will be a part of today's Sale of Champions. That's going to be taking place at the Norick Arena on the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. That starts at 4 p.m. You can watch the sale online at Walton Webcasting, Kennedy Ventures Online, or the Oklahoma Youth Expo Facebook page. Once again, congratulations to all of the award winners. It was a fantastic, fun OIE event this year. Encourage everybody to get up and watch the Grand Drive if you ever have the opportunity. And congratulations to all the kids that showed. We'll check in with crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson this week to talk a little bit about the prices, and he says they're not really moving much.
There hadn't been much movement at all in crop prices over the last couple of weeks, or maybe even over the last month. Well, there's just not anything going on right now. We've got the winter wheat crop. It's all planted. It's in relatively good condition, both in the United States and around the world. We've got the corn, soybean, summer crop plantings coming up. But again, moisture's really relatively good around. I think the market feels like they've got a good handle on things in the U.S. and the world, and they're just not much happening.
When it comes to advice, Anderson says, watch the numbers.
The best predictor of the harvest price is the forward contract price. That's what the market's betting on. So use the wheat forward contract price for developing your marketing plan. Use your corn, beans, cotton, sorghum prices, forward contracts for to determine what you're going to use this land, labor, capital, and management for.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Wednesday, March the 27th, featuring Meyer Beef and Grain, LLC. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in O'Keene, Oklahoma, including a 2021 John Deere self-propelled sprayer, a 2019 Massey Ferguson self-propelled windrower, a 2014 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, and much, much more. No reserves, and all items are lien-free, so register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.